Hey there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the internet radio show where we talk about the Akashic Records and we talk about your life and what to do with your life and all sorts of wonderful global issues and whatever is coming up at the time. And so tonight is a very special evening. I personally am blessed to be a part of an organization called Akashic Record Consultants International, and I'm here in Texas, Odessa, Texas, a very interesting place, but made even more interesting with all the teachers and consultants that have gathered this weekend for the Akashic Record Consultants International conference. And here in the room with me tonight, we have like 10 people, isn't that right? We did 10 people, including myself, from all over the country. We have them naturally from Ohio. There's myself. There's Nikki. If you remember Nikki Lopresti, she's been on the show with me many times. There's Nikki. And then we have Stevie Levine, and she's from Florida. And then we have Yvonne Baca, and she's from Texas. And then we have Barbara Bacon. She was on last year when we were at conference. Stevie, weren't you here? And Stevie was here last year, too. And so Barbara is from also Kentucky. Then we have Roberta Clausen. Clausen. And she's from Texas. And then we have Louise Monaghan from Texas. and then we have Lisa Clare from San Francisco, all right? And then, really super special, we have Laura Lagos from Argentina, and Nelly Mendez from Argentina. So Uruguay, and then Laura's from Argentina. So we really have an international crowd here tonight. So what I want to tell you, if you're listening in, I want to give you the telephone number to call, because so if you're a Spanish-speaking person, you can certainly call in, and we can answer your questions tonight. And guess what? You're going to get more than just my opinion. You're going to get everybody's opinion, because everybody here knows how to read other people's records. And some of us are actually teachers. Okay, in fact, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Anybody else a teacher? No, four teachers. We have 4 teachers, okay, and the rest are consultants, okay. So you're really you're blessed this evening. So the telephone number to call is 888-228-4494. And again, if you're Spanish speaking and you call in, don't worry if the producer doesn't know how to talk to you. He'll tell you that we've got a call on the phone and somebody on the line, and we will go ahead and put you right through. So tonight, I've got a little bit of a cold, if you can't catch that up a little bit here. But we're going to be talking about transformation. We're going to talk about a question that came forward from a lady by the name of Lucita Garcia, who sent in a question that was very interesting to us. And so we've got a lot to just discuss. But first, I'm going to introduce Laura and Nelly, and they're going to go ahead and say hello. Laura, why don't you say hello in English and then in Spanish?
Hello, everyone. Hola a todos. Yo soy Laura Lagos, de Buenos Aires, Argentina. Hola a todos. Yo soy Nelly Méndez, de Montevideo, Uruguay.
And both Laura...
Buenas noches.
And both Laura and Nelly are both teachers in their respective countries, and they go all over... Europe, Spain, and they'll go wherever they're called to do classes in the Akasha, right? Right, in Akashic Records. And so I hope some of your folks are listening in. Okay, so without further ado, and by the end of the evening, everybody's going to get a chance to talk, because I'm not going to last with this voice, and everybody will give their telephone numbers and locations. And if you are curious about Akashic Record Consultants International, you can go up to www.akashicrecordconsultantsinternational.org. Okay, so what's the consensus? We talked about this weekend has been one of transformation. So I'm going to allow the folks here to comment on whoever's everybody's records are open. So we would like to talk to you about transformation, and what we've been working about this weekend is transforming and moving into our true selves, into the true essence of who we are. We've had some wonderful practices, not only from our teachers, but from associates that are part of the Akashic Record Consultants International group. And we've been working with the idea of transforming the role and our soul, like uniting the role and our soul. So I'm going to turn the floor over and see who would like to make a comment on that first. Okay, the wheel is spinning. Your hands go up. Who wants to talk first? Okay. Oh, come on, you guys. What are you here for? Okay. All right. You're going to go? All right. Nikki's going first.
Well, okay. The first thing I was getting that maybe the record keepers would like to speak of, this is a quote I've heard from somewhere of, who do you have to let go of, or what role do you have to let go of to really be the truth of who you are?
Okay, so Nikki, why don't you answer that question?
Well, there's so many, a lot of it is that's coming up nowadays is, in for many people, if totally letting go of who you thought you were or what other roles you were defined as so that you can step more fully really out of just that small definition of who you are that is somehow confining you from being really less than you are, because you encompass so much more of that, and to allow yourself to expand out of just the small definition that you might have gone on of, even though that might be like mother or teacher, that might to many seem very large roles, but we're finding more and more that there's so much more beyond that that people have yet to consider when they can let themselves out of their everyday roles.
Right. Well, I think that's also what happens, too, is that people are actually afraid to step into their greatness. And I know that we had an exercise today where we actually stated the new path that we're on. And that was given to us by what I consider to be our original master teacher, other than Mary Parker, was Elena Lieberman. And she's the one that actually learned first from Mary and has gone on to teach many of us. But would love to have anybody else comment on what Nikki just said. And about this weekend and how it's been for you. Okay, so coming to the phone now is... Say your name.
Yes, hi, I'm Yvonne Baca, and what I am hearing, what I'm receiving, it adds on to what Nikki has said, is that by releasing the finite roles that we take on as humans in order to function, raising our children, working in the workplace, various things like that, it's a whole connection to the divinity within us. And when you step forward from that position, everything else falls into place. Each of us individually is huge, and this is a time of community, no longer so much the individual as community. And so in coming from the divinity within, connecting with the divinity of others, think of where that would lead you. Think of how that would so much ease one's life.
So what would happen, Yvonne, if people are listening and they're saying, I don't know how to do that. I'm afraid to connect with my divine within. I don't even know what that means. And how would you explain stepping into that divinity? How would you explain that? And let's have a discussion here. We can just pass the phone around and give our opinions. But from the space of your heart, with your records open, what do your record keepers have to say about that?
There is a still small voice within. As long as we are allow ourselves to, that the chatter that goes on in our lives to go on continuously, to find a quiet space. This is the benefit of quiet time, of meditation if you can, taking a walk in a park. Nature is great for smoothing out the feathers of our daily living, and listen to that still small voice within. This is part of the divinity. This is the truth has a vibration. You know it when you hear it. There's an ease to it. There's a grace to it. When energy flows, this is part of it. When things feel flat, dull, you've moved away from that center, that divine center within you. It's actually easier than you think. practice helps. You can recognize it easier.
That's great.
Anyone else?
Anybody else have anything they'd like to share? Okay, so Lisa's coming up to the phone. So that was Yvonne Baca, and she's from Texas, and Lisa's from San Francisco. Okay, Lisa.
Hi. So today when we were doing this work and these processes, looking at the truth of our lives and our next steps and our soul's missions, the record keeper said to me that it no longer serves us to play small at all. And they really emphasized all. So we often want to play small, but that what they're saying to us is that it's time. The time is now to be done with that and to move into a much more expanded energy. And I know that sometimes in this human world it's difficult to move between what is large and full and what is ego. So it's something that we need to keep in our minds and judge or look at or ask about, think about. Is this me? Is this the highest best good for all concerned, or is this my ego wanting to step up and show off? And the difference is that when you are just out there with your heart open, filled with love, allowing guidance, whether it's your higher self or source, God, the Akashic records, the truth of who you are, when you allow that to flow through you, you feel that. You drop into your heart center and out of your mind, out of your brain, out of, you know, the left logical part of your being, and into your heart and allow that to expand out. And then you know that you're coming from a place of true love and givingness. And when you do that, you're able to serve humanity all around you, your family, your friends, your work, yourself, from a place of growth, from a place of just really being in your authentic self. And you've moved out of the being small, being afraid to be seen, and you've really moved into your own true life's path.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Lisa. Lisa, you are you're an Akashic Record teacher?
Yes.
Certified. You're also a certified Akashic Record consultant. And you're also a mother of four, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you are the premier soccer mom. In other words, like, the idea here is you really care very much about your family. And there was a time in your life where you were, I hope you don't mind me saying this, you were kind of lost, and you found this work. And there's a lot of women out there, a lot of humans out there, that are walking around saying, I know there's something more. I know that I'm meant for more. And how do I find it? So, you know, we can, and what we're saying here is very important to people, but we can wax on for those of us who have walked this path and are feeling, are beginning to accept our greatness. But there's folks that may be listening that need some help. So, like, what did you do, or what would you say to those people have maybe just tuned in for the first time and are worrying about whether some guy's going to call them back or not? Or not that there's anything wrong with that. but the idea is, or they're worrying about how to put 2 cents together or mm-hmm. feed their kids, and they're in total despair. What would you say to them about that? What's in our hearts to be able to inspire our fellow humans in this time?
That's a wonderful and important question. Certainly, as a consultant, I have a lot of clients who come with big problems, with big issues in their lives. And one of the things that the keepers of the Akashic Records often say to them is to take baby steps, to start where you are, to really focus on your heart. And I like to just suggest that people even do just a little almost meditation, but all you have to do is kind of close your eyes and find a way to to move down, drop down into your heart so that you feel like you're seeing the world from a little bit of a different place. And there's a little more love and there's a little less worry down there. And so if you ask if it's important, if the guy calls back or what the next step may be, often that answer will come from your heart. So there's a different answer. It's not coming from your logical brain. It's coming from a heart center. And then the world looks a little different from there. So for me, as a mother of four, my twins have just turned 13, and I've got a high school son and a grown one. So it's getting easier. I have to say I get to now come to conference because they're old enough to almost, you know, I mean, certainly not leave at home alone, but by taking Akashic Record classes and learning to access the records and to be able to do that for yourself each and every day, to open your records and be in that energy, to be able to ask the questions of the record keepers, to drop into your heart and say, who am I? Yes. And what is important for me to do today? And to be able to listen to what that voice is actually saying, to listen to your heart speak to you, and if you have a chance to study the Akashic Records and learn to be able to access, to empower yourself through being able to access your own personal Akashic Records so that you can then move into that daily practice. And so as a mother, one of the greatest gifts I ever received was to be able to open my own records and every day, if nothing else, sit for 10 minutes, open my Akashic Records, and just ask the record keepers for a healing. Just by being in that sacred, powerful, empowering, high vibration, I received a healing. And so I grew and felt better, healthier, stronger, just by being in that energy.
Okay, so that what I want to just kind of impart here is that what Lisa said is a really important piece about learning how to access the Akashic Records. I know I have a class coming up on the 24th, and I think it is, 24th and 25th is October, and you have a class, and that's going to be in Cleveland, Ohio, level one.
I have a teleconference class coming up starting October 29th, which is something that you can do over the telephone.
Yeah.
Four Thursday nights in a row, October 29th and the following three Thursday nights.
This is a brand new kind of an experiment we're doing here.
Right. 4:30 to 7 Pacific time, you know, so... And that information will be on the Akashic Record Consultants International website.
Right.
Should be up hopefully shortly.
Okay, and you can contact and you can get Lisa's telephone number. You know, you can give them your telephone number if you want, Lisa.
It's 415-492-0260.
Great, and so let's we anybody else have a comment on what Lisa had to say before we move on to a question? Do you have comments on what you want to say? Okay, sure. Okay, and go ahead and speak in the Spanish and translate, and you'll go. Yeah, here. I'll tell you what. You don't mind. Here. You go ahead. There, you speak in Spanish.
Okay.
Go ahead and speak in Spanish, and Laura will translate.
I will translate. Okay.
Okay.
I'm Nelly from Uruguay. Quería decirles que, en realidad, a veces nos parece muy difícil llegar a este camino.
I wanted to tell you that sometimes we seem like it is very difficult to go to this way, this pattern.
Well, hold on. There you
go. Oh, a minute left.
Okay. Yeah.
Pero esto no es tan difícil. En realidad,
not a difficult way.
Todos nosotros hemos vivido en algún momento una... el éxtasis en una puesta de sol.
We all have any time lived the ecstasy of sunset, for instance.
O mirando a los ojos de alguien, nos hemos emocionado.
Eyes, we've been touched by his eyes or her eyes.
O estábamos hablando de una madre mirando a su bebé.
Or when we look at a mother looking at his baby.
Esto produce una expansión en el corazón.
This produces an expansion in our hearts.
Cuando nosotros trabajamos en los registros akáshicos,
when we work within our akashic records,
logramos tener una expansión, un aumento de vibración de nuestro corazón.
We are able to expand our hearts
cada vez que nosotros lo deseamos.
Higher vibration whenever we want to.
Y cada vez que nosotros entramos a los registros, logramos aumentar nuestra vibración.
And whenever we enter our own records, we increase our vibration.
Ahora, ¿a qué apunta esto? ¿Para qué nos sirve esto? Para obtener una visión global, una visión integral de todo lo que estamos viviendo, de todo lo que hacemos, de todo lo que sentimos.
Then what is it for? To have a better idea of what we are doing, a better idea of what we are achieving, a better idea of where are we going.
Y así lograr entender y darnos cuenta de que en realidad todo lo que vivimos es parte de un todo que está en nosotros.
And there we can tell then that everything we do, everything we live has to do with something else, something bigger, something that is included in us and includes us.
Muchas veces decimos, yo no creo en eso.
Sometimes we say, I don't believe in that.
Pero es todo energía. Nosotros somos energía.
Everything is energy. We are energy.
Yo soy profesora de física y les aseguro que he tenido un largo camino para llegar hasta aquí.
I teach physics and I assure you that I have been walking a long, long distance to arrive here.
Pero un día me di cuenta que la ciencia, la física,
one day I realized that physics, science,
y mi parte espiritual
and my spiritual body
eran solamente dos puntas de un hilo que podía unir fácilmente.
Are both the extremes of a steer that I can put together easily.
Eran exactamente la misma cosa.
Were exactly the same thing.
Solamente mirado desde otro lugar.
Only that I was looking from a wrong place.
Así que cada uno de nosotros podemos llegar a ese lugar.
So all of us can get there.
Todo ingeniero tiene su parte creativa.
Every engineer has his creative part.
Así como un pintor, un músico tiene su matemática.
An artist has his math also.
Son dos partes de nosotros.
Those are both part of us.
Es como el yin y el yang.
Yin and yang.
Entonces, bueno, la invitación es de que seamos parte de ese todo y que nos atrevamos a entrar en este mundo aparentemente desconocido, pero que es el nuestro.
So I invite you to dare to stand up for this apparently unknown world, but a world that is within every one of us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Gracias.
De nada.
Yeah. So what we want to do now, we've gotten a wonderful question from Lucita, and her question is about goals. She wants to know what the Akashic Records have to say about setting goals, especially for the special time now of downloading that we are all experiencing. So it's interesting. We all have kind of opinions, but you know, everybody's records are open here, so who would ever like to pick up the phone and make a comment on goals certainly can. Do you have anybody? You were saying, Laura, talk about what you were saying before about goals.
What I was saying that was coming through the records was that we are very used to get goals, you know. We are very used to getting goals and to put our goals in front of us and to move towards those goals. But in these times of change, it's okay to have goals, but also we have to know that energy sometimes leads us to some other places which are always better than our previous goals. So we have to detach we have to know how to get away of our previous ideas and to get an open mind and to get an open heart, first of all, and then to move towards the places that our soul is getting us, not our minds, but our souls.
And that is what I was also getting. This is Nikki. When Laura started saying that, originally what I was hearing is about Yvonne was saying earlier, too, is it's the going within and connecting with your heart and soul's intentions and getting clear on that, and then letting it go and having the detachment and then allowing and seeing what shows up from there.
Right. And now we have Nellie wants to say something. That's great about goals. Go ahead, Nellie. Sorry. I have to give over the phone. We're phone challenged here. Hold on, please.
Okay. Se trata de, en realidad se trata de fluir.
This is actually about getting fluent.
En realidad no son los objetivos, los tiempos son tiempos que corren.
In fact, these times are times that run very, very fast.
Corren cada vez más rápido.
And they get faster and faster.
Entonces es fluir de lo que se trata.
So this is about flowing.
Hi there. Okay, one more thing. Here we go. Okay. We're switching phones back and forth. Well, you have to understand, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a hotel room, okay? We have two queen beds, and we're all sitting across the... I'm sitting at the desk here, you know, and we have two wonderful phones here. Thank God we have extension phones in this small little room. You know, why we need extensions is beyond me, but anyway. But I'm glad we've got them. Anyway, but the thing is about goals. I think what's important, too, for us to realize is that when we move into rigidness about goals, we actually limit ourselves with the possibilities that there are. And so the idea here is to have, it's not that we don't want the best for ourselves, but we really have to examine our intentions and then see how the intentions bring forth that which we truly want to create. We're in a time of great manifestation. And as creators and manifestors, we need to be able to start asking ourselves the questions about what we truly want and why the universe has shown us wonderful aspects of who we are, and we need to really look at that. Part of goals, or setting of goals, has to do with the gratefulness of what we already have and then moving into what we truly want. So the idea here is that when you're talking about goals, you have to look at where do those goals come from? Are you doing the goals in your life because you want to create something? Are you creating goals because you think you should create goals? I mean, if you listened to the program before, you know that we've talked many times about not shoulding on yourself, as they say, or not being able to doing something because you think you have to do it. It's really about your life and what you want to create. And so what we are doing here is getting very clear about how we want our life to look and feel. And that's one of the things that the Akashic Records can help you do, is definitely look deeper into what your life is like now, how you would like it to be, and give you some action steps to get there. I can't read that. And whose goals are they? Exactly. Sure, go ahead, Laura.
Sometimes we think that our goals are very high standards and very pure, but they have to do with our ego and not with our soul. Therefore, sometimes we need some clarifying about our goals, because if the goals are from our egos, it is better not to achieve them, even if we have a hard time when we are frustrated or so. So not only, as they were saying before, not only with a class of Akashic Records you can understand about that, but also with a consultation, sometimes it's easier to know where are those goals from, if those are our soul purposes,
right,
or our ego purposes, you know.
Right. And I don't want to interrupt you, but I want all you folks listening to know that, you know, you've got a wealth of knowledge sitting right here, and we would love to talk to you personally. So you can call in, and you can ask to talk to any one of us, and we'll all answer questions. So you can call 888-228-4494, or if you'd rather email a question, you can email me a question, and I've got the computer on, and it's info, I-N-F-O, at AkashicWisdom, that's AkashicWisdom, just like the program, AkashicWisdom.com. So feel free to contact us and call in, and there's no waiting on the lines either, so we have like four lines ready and waiting for you to call in. So we would love to, oh, I think we have a question, but okay, let me see. Interesting. We have a comment here from Kevin. Interesting. Okay. He says, things have gotten really weird, in a good way, since the consultation. Oh, I see. This is very interesting. We had a, I had a consultation with this young man, and that he's going to, I hope he's emailing me now so I can tell this to people. He's going to Dr. Hugh Lin's seminar in Chicago in November, and reading the book Zero Limits helped him tremendously. And then, oh, I'm reading you something, and he's asking for a consultation, so maybe this is a personal email, not a question, so we will not, I won't go any farther with that. Sorry, Kevin, if you're listening in. We hope you're doing well, and yes, I'll be talking to you later on this week. Anyway, I apologize. I thought it was a question for the Akashas. That's how spontaneous we are. Okay, anyway, okay, so moving back to goals and transformation. All right. Okay, so I'm, you know, we've got a whole room full of teachers and consultants here. Why are you being so calm? You're full of comments when we're in these workshops here. Okay, Yvonne. You know what? No one talks, you don't get your phone number on the air, so you better start talking. Go ahead.
Look, this is Yvonne again. And actually, I'm tagging on to what Laura said, is that the question to ask, one of the questions to ask on a higher level regarding goals, is to say, what is in my highest good at this time, in all areas, in career, in relationship, with family, along that line, what is in my highest good at this time? We're all creatures of growth. Where, as though you peel an onion, you know, it's one layer at a time. You go so far and you have your aha moment, and then you live that life for a while, and then something else comes along. And it's like seeds planted. You grow as you go. This is the beauty of following the soul's path. And so that's what, just to continue to ask, what is in my highest good to know at this time?
And so if they don't know how to access their Akashic records, that's okay. They can ask their own guidance, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Ask your own guidance. The beauty of an Akashic record consultation is that it is your record keepers that you are asking. Your questions are vibrational keys for your record keepers to be able to give you the highest answer for you at that time. So, yes, thank you.
Okay, so what's your phone number?
I'm Yvonne, and I'm at, my cell is 210-313-8705. I'm
okay.
In Texas.
Yes, okay, all right. Thank you. Sorry, here's Barbara. We're going to get the Uruguay and Argentina's numbers in a little bit. But, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Barbara Bacon.
Hi, this is Barb. One of the things that my record keepers have been reminding me all weekend, myself as well as a lot of my clients, is that you first have to get quiet. And if your thoughts that are coming across your mind is, I ought to be do this, or I should have done that, or if they are a judgment in a negative way, it's not your truth. That's your ego, as we've been all talking about. It's that little voice in our head or that physical response to a situation that isn't yours, belongs to someone else. So it's hard to decide what your goals are if you can't quiet your mind because there's so much chatter. We have gotten so numb to hearing ourselves and looking to everyone else or a magazine or a book or a TV show to tell us what we're supposed to be doing, tell us who we're supposed to be, how much money we're supposed to be making, and what kind of car we're supposed to drive, and how many children, how many dogs. How in the world do you know what it is you want if you can't get quiet within yourself first and foremost and reintroduce yourself to yourself maybe for the first time in your whole life? Because if it's not your own chatter, it's people's judgment on you that you believed about yourself. So by the time you think about it, I'm almost 50, my pile was pretty darn high. And it took me some time to literally peel away the lies and the self-judgments that I just figured they were true. So it's so important to get a consultation, take a class, because I can tell you from my own point of view that the record keepers have changed my life and has totally changed how my children talk, what they think about. I have three boys, and they can tell me about their feelings. They can, you know, be intellectual and not be afraid to dream from inside their hearts and not so much what Joey down the street's doing or the competition, because you're never going to be as rich as someone else. You're never going to be as pretty as someone else. You're never going to have a fancier car than someone else down the street. It's just impossible. And those things aren't what are really important. Because if you ask people, what do you really want? I just want to be happy. They don't say, oh, I just want to be rich. They say, I just want to be happy.
Some people say they want to be rich.
Well, yeah, but you know what?
Some people think that being rich is being happy.
Well, I know a lot of rich people who are not happy.
Right, no, but I want to just make a comment on what you said.
It's inner peace.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I want to clarify something.
Sure.
How old are your kids?
24, 19, and 17.
And have they all, well, other than the 17-year-olds, have they taken the Akashic Records class? They know how to open their records?
The two older ones do.
And so when you said that the Akashic Records, there was like, you intimated that because they understood about the records, they now live in a different place within their heart. Is that what you meant?
Correct.
Okay.
But I've had to live by example.
Right.
I had to teach them because I had to learn.
Right. So the issue is that when you shifted, okay, your kids shifted.
Yes.
And that's the important piece.
Huge.
The important piece is that when we shift ourselves, everyone around us. Okay.
Right.
All right. Okay. I think we have a caller on the line, right? Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi there. We have a caller on the line. This is Donna. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from South Carolina.
From South Carolina. Well, welcome to the call. It's a show. And how can we help you?
I'm just curious about the Akashic Records and my records. Something all kind of new to me.
Okay, so what is your name? Just give me your first name, dear.
Tony? Yes.
T-O-N-I?
Yes.
And what would you like to know, Tony?
Whatever. I don't know. It wasn't really anything specific.
You're a new caller, right?
Yes, I was just curious.
Is this the first time you've listened to the show?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, let me give you the drill here, darling. Okay. So the idea here. All right. So, as Akashic Record consultants and teachers, we don't necessarily consider ourselves psychic. We talk about the here and now with people, and we don't necessarily go like futures, like should I move to Colorado? What would probably be easier to tell you is the positives or negatives of moving to Colorado. And so when you call in, we would the way you get to the right area of the records is through your current legal name and your questions. Now, I don't expect you to give me your last name on the air, because that would really not be a good thing for privacy. But if you could kind of just tune into your own heart and come up with a question you would like us to give you some feedback on, you've got a room full of folks here that can help you. So what would you like to know, or what would you like to know about the records?
Oh, all right. Then I'm curious about like a partner to share my life with. I want to have a family, so I'm just curious. Yeah, I know I'm not looking for a reading or a prediction on something, because I know we create our own whatever it is that we want. We create it, and if it's not in our best interest, then something better will come. But so that's why I'm not so sure how it works about.
So what I want you to do is go into your heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath and imagine there's a beautiful ball of light in the center of your chest. And allow your question to come from that place. Don't worry about how you word it. We'll help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you truly want to know right now?
Where my love is.
Where your love is.
Yeah, when will he come? Is coming soon, I hope. That's my question.
You want to understand about a partner?
Yeah.
You want to understand about when you're going to have a love in your life. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yes. And
how old are you?
I'm pretty old.
Ancient, I'm sure. How old are you?
Yeah, right. Lifetime after lifetime, you know.
Yeah. But in this lifetime on this planet, are you over 30?
Yes.
Over 40?
In my head, no, I'm not. So that makes any sense.
You're talking to someone who's over 60, darling, so don't worry about it, okay?
No, I'm not worried about it.
You sounded very young. I just wanted to make sure you were over 21, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah.
Or over 18, rather. Okay, so
yeah.
So we want to understand, what does Tony need to know about attracting and maintaining a healthy, loving relationship? Because that's your real question, isn't it? Right?
Is that what you're
asking?
I guess.
Huh?
Yes, I guess so. I think.
I mean, no. Notice how does that question feel like truth to you? So is the question how do I attract and maintain a healthy, loving relationship, or what?
Yeah. Okay. You could put it that way. Yeah. If you could put it that way.
Well, how would you like to? No, I want to know what would work for you.
I don't know. Really, honestly, I don't know how to verbalize. I guess, yeah, I don't. I know what I feel, but I don't. To articulate it. Yeah. How do I find someone to share? Well, attract? Yeah. Maybe how do I attract?
The reason the question is being asked that way.
Keep answering my own question. So every time I pose a question, I keep answering it. So.
Right.
I feel stupid. I feel like,
No.
Okay.
It's not about the whole thing you have to understand is that within the records is that the more specific the question, the better the answer. And the more articulate the question, it's like if you were to go into a file, you have to think about the Akashic Records like God's great filing cabinet, if you will. It's like a big Google file, okay? And unless you put the right word in there for that file, all right, you're going to get a lot of junk. And you don't want to get, especially at this age, you don't want any more junk, right? Probably
right.
Not enough junk, right? Yeah.
Right.
And so the idea here is getting real clear about what are you really looking for. There's more to just having a love to share your life with.
Yeah.
Because you can find, you know, there's probably plenty of guys, and I'm going to assume it's a man. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, I don't like to assume.
Yeah.
No, but the idea is that there's plenty of guys that will probably be more than happy to share your life with them, especially the ones that don't have any money and aren't working, you know?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with not working and not having any money, but it's more of the emotional match you're looking for rather than just a love, correct?
Yes.
I mean, if you're not sure, that would be the first place to start.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
there was like when you're saying I can't articulate it, I can just feel it. Talk to us about the feelings you want, because when you talk to the record keepers through the people that are gathered in this room, okay, as well as the energy you're connecting with by being on this program, on this call, the more specific you speak, the better the answer. You're speaking to the universe. You're putting out a call to the universe. You're asking for the universe to answer your prayer. Every question you have is a quest, is a desire that you would like fulfilled. And in the records, what we do is help you hone and refine the information of your prayer.
Okay.
Do you get the depth here that we're talking about?
Yes, I do. Yes.
All right. The reason this is important for you is because no one can help you unless you are willing to really articulate your feelings. And it's not. Mm-hmm. And this is not a criticism, my darling. This is about you getting
clear. But I've written them down. I just don't know how I can't just tell you when you're asking me. But I've written all that down.
Get the list. Where's the list? You've written it down. Get the list.
Yeah. Very specifically.
I mean it. Where's the list?
Yeah.
No, I mean, is it Andy?
No.
She
sorry.
She wrote out her list.
Where my journal?
List.
But,
we're not making
money.
We're just saying, get it. Let's talk about it. Sure.
Well,
this is Barb.
Yes?
Listening to you, I understand exactly where you're at. One thing that they would really like you to keep clear, whether you can find your list or not, doesn't matter. But understand that energetically, if you're that nondescript about not being able to articulate what it is that you're wanting, that is what you're sending out. And so that means that's what's going to come back to you, sweetie. Nondescript, can't make up his mind. And, I don't know.
And no commitment.
And no commitment.
Yeah.
Okay? So.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Lack of commitment, Larry, is who's going to come into your life.
Right.
That's what they just said. It was
and
just
they're like, done that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, lack of commitment, Larry. So what I first heard, Tony, was something that is real important is for you to check in with you. This isn't so much about the guy as it is you.
Right.
What do you want for you?
Yes, okay.
Because when you decide what you want for you, he'll show up, and he'll be fabulous.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
That makes a lot of sense, yes.
Cool. I'll pass you on to someone else.
Yeah, Stevie.
Stevie
from Florida has something. Okay.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
What I'm hearing is that you're not really feeling like you deserve that special someone. And that until you feel as though you deserve that person, you won't be able to define it for yourself.
How's that feel, Tony?
All this is making so much sense. Yes, it's very helpful for me to...
Sure.
Yeah.
And so what I can tell you from my own personal experience with the records is, looking back on the last 5 years that I have now been doing work in the records, is that I have peeled away so many layers that I didn't even realize were there, that I was hiding myself with.
Mm.
And that once that you just don't even understand you're hiding yourself with.
That sounds very, it sounds like it. Yeah.
Okay. Is that helpful for you, honey?
So helpful. Thank you so much. It's brought a lot of clarity and how I can execute.
Well, what's important for you at this point is for you to begin to look at the clarity of that you truly want, and you want to see how you want your life to look and feel, so that you know the perfect partner that's going to match that.
Yeah.
And then the question you need to begin to ask is not why isn't he here yet, is you want to ask why did it take him so long to show up?
Yes.
So that it's like he's already here. See. So why do I know that my perfect love is already here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good point. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah, Stevie has one more thing to say.
Okay,
Tony. The thing that I started with was a simple prayer that I put out in my life, asking God to help me understand me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then how the universal energy works wonderfully brought opportunities into my life, most especially with the Akashic Records, so that I could begin to do the work on me that I needed to.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sweetie.
I hope you listen in. We're almost done. We've only got a few more minutes left. Is there another caller? Hello?
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Who is this?
This is Melody in San Diego.
Hi, Melody in San Diego. How are
you? I'm good. Haven't talked to you for quite a while.
Yeah, and we got about 3 minutes before we have to stop. So before I talk to you, I have to just ask... I want the teachers to get their phone numbers in that talked before we answer your question, okay? Because I don't want to. So I want Laura just to give me her phone number and Nellie and Stevie. So go ahead, give them. This is their phone numbers in Argentina and in Uruguay. Go ahead.
My phone number in Argentina is 54 11 4432 3636, and it's also on Skype. And Nelly's number in Uruguay is 696-2851 with the numbers you need to put to get Uruguay. And also you can Skype her.
Okay, great. Maybe give her your phone number. These are all folks you can contact, and Barbara's got to give her phone number. And we'll get right back to you there, Melody.
Go ahead. 904-545-2447.
Okay, and here, Barbara.
This is Barb, 859-983-2530.
Okay, and Nikki. Give her your phone number quickly.
216-374-2906.
Okay, all right, now we got all those commercials done. I'm sorry, Melody, thanks for being patient. What's up?
You're welcome. I have a friend who lost his house in a fire a week ago and got badly burned and is doing okay. And I'd just like to ask everybody for prayers and healing for Jimmy. His last initial is M, and he's in Honolulu in the burn unit at Straub Hospital.
What did you say, Jimmy M in the burn unit, and what is it? He lost everything.
He lost his house, and so I'd just like to ask for prayers and healing for him.
Okay.
And I'd also like to ask what's the lesson that I need to learn from this. I keep thinking of all these things to do for him, and then I get ego coming up in it, and that's very disturbing to me.
Okay, so, Melody, we're almost out of time. So, first of all,
yes.
I want everybody out there and everybody in the room to send healing energy to Jimmy M. in Honolulu in the burn unit. He lost his house and everything in it. So we're sending healing energy to Jimmy M. And what is important for you to know, Melody, is that at this point you have to follow your heart. And the best way to find out what you want to do for him is what is not attached to outcome or what he's going to do for you or what he's going to think about you.
Oh, no, it's not that. This is a person that would give you the shirt off his back and the last dollar he ever had without question. And so,
but I'm saying is you're thinking about things you can do for him, but every time you think about it, it goes into ego. What the record keepers are saying is, if what you want to do is based in love and not based on outcome, then you should do it. Don't worry about what. That the whole idea is you have to go from love. Okay?
Then I definitely from love. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Melody. Thank you so much for calling in. Well, gosh, ladies, this has been wonderful. There was a question that was emailed that was great from a lady by the name of Linda from Florida. I'm sorry we didn't get to that. But, Linda, if you stay with us next week, I will go ahead and answer that question from the Akasha to the best of my ability. In the meantime, I want to say thank you to all our wonderful Akashic Record consultants and teachers that were here in the room here. We wish you safe travels back to Argentina and Uruguay and to all the different states that were around. And to those people who were silent, we say we love you. And if anybody would like to get a hold of anybody that they didn't get a chance to write their number down, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me directly on my line, which is 216-691-1233. Have a miracle-filled week. And so we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of the program and ourselves are closed. If you'd all join me in saying amen.
Amen,
amen, and so it is. Have a great week, folks. Bye-bye.